Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
There are moments that define us, moments we can make a difference. Registering as an organ donor is one of those moments. Your legacy can be the gift of life. You become a symbol of hope for those who need a life-saving transplant. Hope to the hopeless, power to the powerless. Choose to be a hero by registering as a donor at lifeshareok.org.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Well, it seems lately more and more people asking to buy Oklahoma-raised beef or from their local farmers and ranchers. I had the opportunity to sit down with Oklahoma Certified Beef Association board member and producer Brad Brainerd about Oklahoma Certified Beef and the program.
So Oklahoma Certified Beef is a great program in which we're trying to bring the dollars that is generated by the Oklahoma livestock and keep them in Oklahoma. And the program is Oklahoma bred, born, raised, and processed in Oklahoma.
Talk a little about, you mentioned you're a producer from the Enid area, so what has this done for your program and family?
So this program has really accelerated my ability to market my beef. It provides a great brand name that all of us in the organization can put behind it. Now, we are double checked, we're certified to make sure what we are doing is actually what we say we are doing. And it's given me maybe more consumer confidence, which as a farmer, we're already way up there on the list of consumer trust.
Talk a little bit about what kind of producers can be in this program.
So if you're an Oklahoma producer and you do match that, because it's what I said before, and it's also processed here in Oklahoma, if you can match that, then you can call AFR, American Farmers and Ranchers, and fill out the application. There is a due process. It's $40. If you are already an AFR, if you're not an AFR member, you also need to have that second verification, which I prefer to use a veterinarian, but I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and he said there are no large animal vets left in his area, and I said, I believe you can also use an OSU Area Extension Office agent as well.
To hear my complete conversation with Brad Brainerd, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, USDA has technical and financial assistance available to help farmers and livestock producers across Oklahoma recover from the recent wildfires. Producers impacted by the wildfires should contact their local USDA service center to report the losses and also to learn more about program options available to assist in the recovery from crop, land, infrastructure, and livestock losses and damages. Producers who experience livestock deaths in excess of normal mortality may be eligible for the LIP or the Livestock Indemnity Program. To participate in LIP, producers will need to provide documentation of death losses and submit a notice of loss to the USDA's Farm Service Agency no later than the annual program payment application date. The LIP payment application and notice of loss deadline is March 3, 2025 for 2024 calendar year losses. USDA does offer some more program options. You can check out all those options by going to usda.gov. Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Wednesday, March the 27th, featuring Meyer Beef and Grain, LLC. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in O'Keene, Oklahoma, including a 2021 John Deere self-propelled sprayer, a 2019 Massey Ferguson self-propelled windrower, a 2014 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, and much, much more. No reserves, and all items are lien-free, so register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.